Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, representatives of teacher unions met with NIAC, the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, the Education Minister and the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, last night, where the rationale for the changes to the vaccine rollout was discussed. Now, President of the ASTI, Anne Pickett, joins me on the line now to tell us how that meeting went. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Claire.
I see from your statement, which was issued last night, you say the meeting was hastily organised and you found it to be unsatisfactory.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
We have been asking for this meeting since we heard about the new rollout of vaccines just a few days ago. We expected a meeting before that, and I suppose we thought yesterday evening that it wouldn't happen. And then at maybe 6:40, I was informed that there would be a meeting at 7 o'clock. So the meeting was attended by quite a few people, stakeholders and Dr. Ronan Glynn. The meeting was over by 8 o'clock, definitely over by 8 o'clock. We got a briefing on NIAC view and very little time to ask questions, very unsatisfactory. I don't know if our case was listened to, and it doesn't bode well for teachers.
So you had 20 minutes notice of the meeting, which lasted just shy of an hour. Are you saying it was more of a presentation than a discussion?
I think it was more of a briefing. Now, that a few of us did manage to ask questions, but it was more of a briefing.
And what did you ask and what answers did you get?
Well, I suppose I asked about why we weren't consulted about this, why we didn't know about it. I also wanted to know who else knew about this in advance of its announcement and for how long. Other questions, obviously, that people have would include, why is it okay for somebody to go into a crowded classroom and be at high risk, and yet somebody who's at home, working at home and doesn't meet anybody, is prioritised before people who are working in crowded settings?
And what answers did you get?
The answer and the consultation, and who knew and when they knew, I don't think I got very clear answers. I think that question had to be asked twice. And in relation to people in crowded settings, we were told it's all age-based now, and that's why it is. Now, our view and what seemed to be informed to the general public on Tuesday evening was that maybe that it was a more efficient and a simple way of rolling it out to go by ages. But I don't think that should be a problem. It shouldn't be a problem to get lists of workers in schools or guard stations or a list of carers in schools and special needs assistants. That should not be a problem. If they're going to open up a portal, they can open up a portal for occupations as well as for age.
And NIAC says that this is all based on the science and it'll stop queue jumping. That's what others are saying, certainly in political circles. It'll be simpler and it'll be fairer. And, you know, we will all be vaccinated now, hopefully in relatively short order. What do you say to that?
Okay, now, firstly, I don't know if it would stop the queue jumping. That might happen anyway if there are, the same story, 10, 20 vaccines left over and somebody else is called in. So I don't think it would stop the queue jumping. I don't think it's simpler for the reasons I've just outlined. We still believe that if people are exposed on a daily basis in crowded classrooms, extremely crowded, unsafe working conditions, they should be vaccinated first. And also, I mean, I know people who are on the level 3 list, people aged 70 and older. They're supposed to be vaccinated quite soon. But somebody who was in their 70s told me the other day that they rang the doctor. The doctor told them that they may not be called up to the 8th of April, and the next set of vaccines would arrive to that doctor on the 28th of April. So somebody in level 3, as far as I can see, might not be vaccinated until May. Now, that means that everybody else is much further down the list.
OK, you know, the Taoiseach was reported from the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party meeting, was asking one of his own TDs, John Paul Phelan, where was the evidence? Where is the memo, the link to this commitment to teachers and Gardaí that they would be done in a certain cohort? Because he said the occupations weren't set out in the list of who would be vaccinated first. Do you accept that? That you haven't been given a promise?
We have been given a promise, and we have discussed this, and even the minister told us that she was going to work on our behalf to try and see even if we could be vaccinated before level 11. And this priority vaccination allocation group was available. It was online. It was online with 15 levels. It was very clear we were level 11. We all have copies of that we've printed off in the past. And I think even on the NIAC website, I saw it up to 2 days ago. And the other point, who created the list in the first place? I presume it was NIAC created that list in the very first place, and now suddenly it's changed and the people at the end of the list are all dropped off.
Yeah, the other thing that was curious about all of this was the minister, Norma Foley, who is the Minister for Education, of course, saying at the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting that NIAC would have to give an explanation as to why they made this decision. Now, the minister was at Cabinet. Cabinet approved this change to the vaccine rollout. Was there any explanation given for her comments at your meeting last night?
No, there was no explanation given. And I suppose it's very disappointing that we find ourselves in this position. And we still ask the minister, and we asked Micheál Martin, Leo Varadkar, and Eamon Ryan to do all they can to sort this out. And there's also another issue now that has arisen as a result of evidence in the past few days. I've been hearing on the news and I've been hearing from experts that people over in their 60s now and over are 70 times more likely to die of COVID than somebody in their 20s. So the problem for us now, based on that also, is we have a lot of high-risk teachers who are over 60. They have been working remotely from home up to now, and they're expected to go back into the classroom on the 12th of April. Now, if they're over 60 and if they're 70 times more likely to die, why are they going back into a crowded classroom? So now we're even more worried about them and also all the high-risk teachers on that list.
Yes, and you have teachers who are pregnant as well who did not go back into the classroom back when all the classes returned, apart from the years on secondary that aren't back yet. They're also expected to go back, aren't they, on the 12th of April? So what's your own union stance on that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we were very worried about the pregnant teachers. And again, they were allowed to work remotely. Now, the HSE, as far as I know, are still deliberating on their condition. But there was notification issue that they may not have to return on the 12th of April while the deliberations are still going on. But we would hope that they would be working remotely until the end of this school year.
And this issue around the vaccine rollout, because you wouldn't have been vaccinated, your members wouldn't have been vaccinated before the 12th of April, it's not going to affect, is it, the return to school at that point after Easter?
Well, we would hope not at this stage, because really, Leave and Certs have had a hard year. It's been a tough year for everyone. They would not have been vaccinated by then, but we would have hoped that they would be vaccinated by the start of the next school year. And if we look all over the world and look at what's going on, Joe Biden has done great things, and many teachers in America are now vaccinated. In Chile, Italy, Serbia, Russia, Turkey, Germany, teachers are all on priority lists, and it's not happening here. So the government really need to go back. They need to relook at this decision, and they need to consider it in full. And we need to go back to where we were before. And teachers and Gardaí and other essential workers need to be looked after.
Is it a lot of this, Anne, would you say, does it relate to how it was handled and how it was communicated to you and your members?
Well, look, there was a 15-point list. We were on that list. We were told that we were in the top one-third to be vaccinated. Teachers have been so worried since last August, going into classrooms every single day with huge numbers rising. And now, all of a sudden, on Tuesday evening, this was announced publicly. We had no warning this was coming. People may have known it in advance. Teachers are just, their morale is so low. They're absolutely furious on the ground over this decision. And it's just a pity that this has happened, but it does need to be reversed.
Okay, I think that I'm just reading here that the Department of Education confirmed that its Secretary General, who's a member of the COVID-19 Oversight Committee, was told at a meeting on the 24th of March that changes to the vaccination allocation strategy were being considered by NIAC. Is that where you're saying an issue lies?
Yeah, and I think there was a tweet the other night saying that there were several people, several Secretary Generals knew about this in advance. Now, the Secretary General did attend our meeting yesterday evening, and we did ask the question, did people know about it?
And what did they say?
Probably an answer similar to what you read out there.
Okay, thank you very much, Anne Pigott from the ASTI. We'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.